Marty Griffin, good morning. Thanksgiving week. Very cool. I was thinking about this a lot. Thanksgiving, turkey, family, shopping, all that stuff. I was thinking about it a lot this weekend. And I'll tell you why. Because of my cancer. And I'll tell you why. What we get caught up in are the things that are irrelevant. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why a lot today. I'm at the store yesterday, Giant Eagle, with my son, Vincent, actually shopping for Thanksgiving. And folks are going through turkeys and, you know, the traditional stuff and filling their carts, which, by the way, I love it. I love the mood. People are a lot happier this time of year. They make plans for these incredible meals this time of year. And family get-togethers this time of year. And then the shopping stuff. For me, personally. So I'm 59. This will be the first time in my life. 59 years. I will not be eating anything on that table at Thanksgiving. I can't. Why is that? So the radiation and the chemo are all directed toward, the radiation in particular is directed towards your throat when you have a cancerous tumor on your tongue. And when you get 7 weeks of treatment, it jacks up your throat. I'm still taking painkillers, Oxycontin and Tylenol. Believe me, folks, I have no issues with the Oxycontin. I'm 6 or 7 hours apart. The standard dosage, I have no addiction issues. What I have is a pain issue if I don't take it. So I know it concerns people, and I know it's a major issue, and I know my family asked me about it. I'm very cognizant of that, so don't worry. So the truth is I have not had solid food, I don't know, 3 months. It's a long time. I dropped about 45 pounds, which I shouldn't. I probably could have lost 20. I'm gaunt. Frail. Look, I'm not complaining. I'm just painting a picture in case you haven't seen me. And my point is I'm joyful and thankful and deeply convinced that I'm in a good place in my life. But what happens when you get an illness like this, and I know there's a lot of people out there thinking the same thing. This sucks. You have moments alone, middle of the night, where I will have a coughing fit. And I'll be annoyed and disgusted with this process. And I'll be thinking, oh my God, I can't eat my brother's turkeys. My brother Chris just crushes it Thanksgiving. I don't know, he'll cook 4 or 5 turkeys. He'll have 30 plus people. It's a massive meal. It's a massive undertaking. And for the first time in my life, I won't be able to eat any of it. So I'm a little, what's the word, annoyed. I have no taste buds, by the way. None. No flavor to anything. Can't smell most anything. All this is a direct result of the chemotherapy. What's my point? And all the scans of the tumor that was, and I use the word was, now you won't know until a PET scan in like 3 months, but and all the tumor's gone. Cancer-free, the initial reports. So my point is, what are we concerned with here? Are we worried about some turkey? Seriously? Am I worried about some turkey? Or am I worried about living? Am I happy about family and having the day off? Drinking a protein shake, missing one meal. One meal. In 59 years. And complaining about that? Are you kidding me? What happens when you get this sick? You find perspective. Do you not? 866-391-1020. What happens? I'm serious. I want to talk about value. The value we put on things. I don't care that I'm missing a meal. I'll tell you what I care about. My son, Vince. I'm walking through Giant Eagle yesterday, and I'm asking him to grab stuffing mix and sour cream and a turkey, help me carry the turkey breast and help me unload the car and help me push the cart. And, hey, Vince, go grab that oregano for Dad. That had more value to me, as I'm learning as this process continues, than any meal could ever have. We lose perspective. Do we not? What's the value to you of Thanksgiving? My sister-in-law, Anne, I probably still does it. Her and her daughters, they go shopping like at midnight, Black Friday, for the bargains. A little bit. I think they bond with her daughters. I think that's the value. So to hell with me being selfish and annoyed and bothered that I can't eat turkey. I'm going to be in a room with my son and my wife and my daughters and my brothers and sisters. I think we collectively have to establish the value of what we're talking about here. Right? So I miss one turkey dinner. So what? There's no tumor on my tongue. Right? Let's talk about the value of things. Turkey versus life. You know what I mean? Living and breathing, watching your daughters go to college versus Black Friday shopping. Come on. Let's talk about it when we come back. For me, so for me, kind of a self-centered narcissistic, selfish guy, I want to sit down at my brother's house and plant my face in a plate of food on Thursday because I had enough of this BS, this cancer crap. I felt like I'd done my time. Okay, I get it. Tumor's gone. Leave me alone. Let me taste peanut butter again. Get rid of this pain and this ridiculous, obnoxious saliva that has me gagging at 2 in the morning and angry, sitting in a recliner. But that's what makes me me. That's what makes me a fighter. That's what makes me back at work 3 weeks before I'm supposed to be back at work. And so annoyed with myself that I push myself. The relevance is way beyond some ridiculous meal. Turkey. Who gives a damn, man? You're gonna live, son. It hit me like a lightning bolt at Giant Eagle yesterday, watching my son run down the aisle to grab a bag of Oreos, double stuff. But this is what matters. Who cares if I eat? So what? You have a protein shake. Who cares? You're alive, son. And you have your son and your daughters and your wife and your life and this job and this microphone and this opportunity. All of us, we lose sight of what matters. Our family, our friendships, our faith, our health. Before you start whining and moping and complaining, take stock. Debbie, Evans City, good morning. Thanks for your patience.
Good morning, Marty. Thank you for taking the words right out of my mouth about Thanksgiving. We need all of us to be thankful for what we have and not even think about what we can't or don't have. I just spent 4 days off the grid, no heat, no electricity, no cell phone service, and I'm supposed to have Thanksgiving at my house.
Oh.
I don't even have a turkey bought. And at this point, anyone that wants to come here can come here. We can have a can of soup and we'll all be happy.
It gives you,
and I'm so glad that you're the way that you are, because you just take the thoughts right out of my head.
So you must have had periods of frustration and even anger, right?
Oh, for the first day, I live way out in the country, and I figured this was going to be a long one. I mean, when you live in your house basically camping, and you realize there's no way I can have my house prepared for what I expected Thanksgiving to be here. And now I'm just to the point I don't care because we have our power back. If people still want to come here, hopefully I can find a turkey that's not tainted to cook because now there's a big recall on turkey. But if we don't do it, we'll be here together, and that's really what matters. All I have to do is look at my daughters and my grandson and know that we're going to be sitting here together for the day, and that's all that matters, and we do all have our health. I did go through a health scare similar to you years and years ago, where I was sure that I had lymphoma. The doctors were sure I had lymphoma, and I was so mad because at the time I was singing in local bands two or three nights a week. I was so mad because I couldn't sing anymore. And you have to get to the point where you just want to live.
Right.
And I got to that point where that's all I prayed for was just let me live. And I went to have a biopsy done, and it was not lymphoma. It was a rare condition called sarcoidosis. And I can live with that for the rest of my life. I just wanted to live.
Real
and
basic.
I think that's where you're at, and I so appreciate your words.
I'm in. I mean, you know what?
Yeah.
I think it's a process, and I think we progress as we get through this illness, because you go through a lot of things. Fear, I think, overtakes you. I'm going to die. I'm going to leave all these kids and this beautiful wife and this life. Insecurity, trepidation, pain. Like, I have serious pain right now in my throat. But it's not as serious as it was. And you have this crazy amount of downtime alone in the dark in the middle of the night, where you have resentment and insecurity and fear, man. I could die. And then the crazy stuff happens. The constipation from the drugs, the sleepless nights, the zero appetite. I can't taste food. Are you kidding? Well, I have the right to taste food. What am I doing? This isn't fair to me. Who is it fair to? Who is it fair to? When you go to Hillman and you see roomfuls of people getting exact same treatment and worse, who's cancer fair to? If it lets you live, life is good. To hell with tasting turkey, man. Right? When you get perspective, does it not hit you? Hang in there, Johnny. I definitely want to talk to you after the break. What does this all mean to you folks? 866-391-1020 next. Wow. All right. Hey, by the way, folks, you can text us at 866-391-1020. Text line brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. I had this when you have cancer. And then when you have cancer of the throat, when you're paid to talk for a living. Okay? And then when you can't eat, and you love eating, of course, who doesn't? Fortunately, and I've said this to many people, I was a chubby guy and had some weight to lose. I did not have 45 pounds to lose. I am gaunt, sickly looking, but I'm alive, and I'm going to live, and I'm stronger every day. And so I'm asking everybody out there, as we talk about what we're doing this holiday season, get away from we're an angry country, get away from it's apocalyptic, we're all going to shoot each other, get away from we're in a really bad place, get away from I'm angry because I can't eat turkey, and get back on, oh my gosh, I'm alive. I'm going to live. I'm happy. I have a job. I have a family. I'm focused. I'm standing here. A month ago, I was lying in bed, excruciating pain, wondering, you're going to live, son? No, really, what would your mother say and your dad say if you could talk to them? Are you panicked yet? Johnny on the north side, thank you so much for your patience, buddy. Go ahead, jump in here.
Hey, no problem, Marty. I don't know if you remember me, Northside Johnny. It's been a while.
Yeah, man.
I got the throat cancer just like you did. I'm 9 months out from radiation, and I still can't swallow right. I'm starting to taste food, and it tastes good, but I can't swallow it. So, but anyway, I'm so grateful to be alive. And I was wondering, did you get a feeding tube?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't need one.
Oh, you didn't need one?
No. No, and by the way, this is a real issue. And it comes up a lot, and they want to make sure you're healthy. I want everybody to know this. I didn't ignore a doctor's orders. I stuck to the plan. And by the way, Johnny, you're like me. You have hope now, though, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine. The cancer's gone. I mean, thank God.
Right. And so we have to deal with the short-term
yeah.
aggravation for the long-term I'm going to live.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'll be able to eat soon, you know. It might be another few months. But, you know, I got these shakes. They're great. I shouldn't complain. I'm drinking milkshakes every day. Like, who wouldn't want that? It's a childhood dream.
Do you fight it, though, the negativity that overwhelms you sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it stinks. I sit down to eat with my family, and I can't eat.
Are you...
It's frustrating.
Yeah, that's the word. Do you get depressed?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be alive and to be here for my family.
Thanks, Johnny. It's a great perspective. I'm so glad you called in. He's right about everything he said. John in Pittsburgh, go ahead. John, go ahead.
Oh, hi. This is John in my car. I'm a cancer survivor, 34 years now. I have a son that's 34. He was born right before they found I had testicular cancer. And I wanted to wish you well for the holidays because I know you'll be spending it with your family.
Yep.
And I had a little comment for you. I think this describes the kind of person you are. It goes something like this. Those that know they are loved grow strong in will and get things done. Those that are loving flow with all of life. And when needed, find great courage. And you're at that moment that you realize now life is temporary. And you're doing a great job. I'm glad to hear you on the radio again.
I'll tell you what, John, it's a battle, though, brother.
Oh, every day.
Yeah.
How it goes, kids. You know, get some of that, whatever that vibe is, like the guy in Everyone Loves Raymond. He used to smell those little twins. Hug those kids every day. It'll make you feel good.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely. I'll tell you what.
One question I had for you.
Yeah,
about a year ago, you had a charity on a young fellow about our age. He was doing a charity for the city and for youth. And it was called Achieving Victory. And I don't have his address. Or can I leave my phone number with somebody at the office there? If you could find that charity for me, I could contact
him. Which charity? Are you familiar with
Achieving,
this?
Achieving Victory.
No. Huh.
He was on about a year ago. He does he has kids that are in the City League now playing sports meet. Former graduates.
I apologize, John. I tell you what, send me your information. I'll look around a little bit. Get Marty at Sparked, SPARKT.com. I don't know. I apologize. My friend, Brother Sheely, good morning.
Hey, Marty, I've been listening this morning. I understand we can get that cup of coffee now. I heard you beat that evil disease.
I cannot drink coffee yet, but...
Oh, you can't? Okay, well, look here. I gave you my number some time ago. If you want to give, I'll give it to you tomorrow if you need it. So when you can do that, I want to drink a cup of coffee, which I don't like coffee, but I'll share that with you.
Thank you.
How you feeling otherwise, my friend?
Mentally,
how are you doing? That's what
beaten I'm down.
Beaten down?
Yeah. It's a battle. Okay. I'm an honest guy. You know this, brother.
Well, you've been in my prayer circle. Did you get my message on that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I appreciate everybody who's prayed. I want folks to know that, you know, I'm not alone in doing this. I think everybody has a particular battle out there, Brother Shealy, whether it's financial, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whether it's a battle at work, whether it's a battle at home. And we have to figure out how to win this because there's a lot at stake here. It just is.
Well, thank God that you caught all this in time enough to get all this behind you. And I know you're protecting your family. That's a good thing, my friend.
It's true. Thanks, Brother Shealy. A woman at the Giant Eagle yesterday, she was so wonderful. She says to me, I went through breast cancer 20 years ago. And she says, you're constantly reminded of when it might come back. I think that's out there. But I think what I've learned is, to me, today, it's not about Thanksgiving, the taste of turkey. It's about the glorious, the magnificence of family and connecting and making certain we realize that every single day. What do you say? 866-391-1020 next. We have to find hope every day. We have to take a misguided view that my Thanksgiving is ruined because I can't taste stuffing to, man, I'm going to be at my brother's house, my sisters, my nieces and nephews, my son, my daughters, my wife, my entire family, enjoying the magnificence of this day. To hell with the fact I can't taste stuffing. Seriously. It's meaningless to me. Can't taste pizza, ribs, none of it. It's not bothering me. The pain, eh. This crazy, crazy, intense, bizarre saliva that's generated because your lymph nodes are jacked up and your throat's jacked up. Eh, it gets to you, beats you down. But I'm a strong guy, and we're strong people, and we have to find hope. Period. End of story. Moving on. I'm the same way about Christmas, and I'm the same way about gifts, and calm down on the gifts. Guess what we have this Christmas? Daddy's going to live. I told my wife, it's all just relax. Give each other a group hug. I make my daughter, Sophia, she's at that teenager age, 13, right? I make her hug me with both arms at least 3 times a day. The others just do it. But she's kind of like, okay, Dad, yeah, whatever. She loves me. But I swear, I grabbed her this morning, Sophia, hug your dad with 2 hands. I said, Daddy carried you around this neighborhood 3 times a day for 5 years. I did. No one carried a girl more than me carrying her. What am I suggesting here? There's a bigger picture than, man, I can't taste the gravy. It's cool. It's cool. It's all right. I had a lot of turkey in my life. And the truth is, I have my life. Margaret, Northside, thanks for calling.
Hi, John, and welcome back. This is my first time calling, but
John.
I am a daily listener.
Hey, it's Marty.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
I'm sorry I called you John.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I am a 23-year cancer survivor.
Nice.
And what you're going through, I think we all go through. And even after 23 years, I still get depressed.
Why? But tell me why. Tell me why.
I don't know. It comes on me. And I am just immobilized. I can't do anything. It is a problem to get up and bathe in the morning.
Mm. This is concerning to me. Are you talking to anybody about this? Do you get help?
No.
Oh.
Except through my church.
Okay. Is that helping?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like it comes, it goes.
Yeah, I get it. By the way, I get it. I'm laying in a recliner at 3 in the morning, gagging up this disgusting stuff from somewhere in my lungs, and it brings you down, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and let me tell you about that lymph. That is the worst thing in the world. I had to go and be drained every other day.
Yeah, I tell you what it is. It's a battle. But I think we have to find collectively that it's more than just, okay, I'm down today. All right, how do I find a way to get out of this funk? I can't just lay here. Folks actually think I should still be at home. It's not happening. There's no way in hell. I mean, honestly, you'd have to tie me down. It makes zero sense. Go ahead, Mildred.
Hi. Hi. How are you, Marty?
All right.
Good. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going through this with my husband, but he has testicular cancer.
Mm.
And
by the way, that's more common than people would think, as I'm learning.
But men need to go get themselves checked.
They do. In fact, by the way, now that you mention this, at Hillman, you know what they tell me they see a lot of? Men in their 20s with
yes.
cancer, testicular cancer, in their 20s.
Yes.
Can you imagine what that's like on a young man?
No, because my husband was 62. He had never been sick a day in his life.
Mm.
And at 62, he said something is wrong. He went and he was angry with God. He was angry with me. He was angry with the world.
I get it.
But it was blessed with a granddaughter. And as she got older, she would tell him, come on, Grandpa, let's go to the park. Sick or well, he would get up and take her down to Frick Park. And he could just barely make it, but my granddaughter brought him through where I couldn't.
She brought love into the room.
Yes.
I call them Tinkerbells.
Okay. But I just want you to know, love your wife, too, because she's going through this with you.
Completely agree.
My husband told me that I didn't understand, but I'm suffering right along with him.
I completely agree. By the way, I told my wife, this is the truth, Mildred. I said, look, honey, she's my guardian angel. She took off work just to watch me and make sure I was okay. I told my wife, you want to get a massage, you get a massage. You want to take off a couple days and go shopping, you go shopping. Because she manages it. In fact, in some ways, it's more difficult for you and her than it is for us. Because
yes, it is.
You can't control anything.
We don't want to see you suffer.
Right.
You're our strong, our rock. You know, we can lean on you. And we want you to lean on us. But if you don't tell us that you're in pain, if you don't tell us that today I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to talk. My husband learned that. I know the look now. I know when he just wants to be alone, but still in the presence of people.
No. This is such a great point. It's such a wonderful phone call because you get it.
Yes.
You love us so much, and we want to be in charge, stubborn.
Yes. Yes.
I'm the man. I'll be fine. Leave me alone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I had to say because I'm in tears now again.
You're amazing. It's a call of the day. So the battle becomes a community battle. The battle becomes a family battle. My son notices. My daughters notice. The world notices. So my point of doing this hour on this isn't about me, but using me as an example to pass on to you. Look, man, we all have stuff going on. But you can't let those simple things, a turkey dinner, the taste of rigatoni, cheesecake. Who cares, man? Seriously. As my boy Billy points out, who has edited beautifully a lot of the videos where I took this journey at Sparked, my new company, I was afraid. I was petrified. I didn't know where I was headed. I didn't know if I would live or die. And then there's the pain and the sickness and the crazy, crazy drama of this thing. We realize the magnificence of life supersedes anything, including a turkey dinner, right? That's what I'm saying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.